Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the presentation of the full year 2017 financial results of Schaltbau. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Wolfgang Gueskin, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Schaltbau's full year 2017 results conference call today. This is my first call as an investor relations representative of Schaltbau. I only started in January, so welcome to all of you who I have not met so far as well. We have to send our excuses today because in the morning we had network problems, and we were supposed to release our press communication hour earlier than we actually did, and also the presentation which should support this call today has only been available on the website for a couple of minutes now. We hope that you all have found it in the meantime. If not, go to our investor relations website. It's online now. We will have our CEO, Bertram Stausberg, and our CFO, Thomas Dippold, lead you through the presentation. For the Q&A session following the presentation, we will have the third member of our executive board also present, which is Dr. Martin Kleinschmidt. Before I hand it over to Bertram, let me please quickly remind you that this presentation contains forward-looking statements regarding future developments based on information currently available. As a result of risk and uncertainties, actual outcomes could differ from the forward-looking statements made. Schaltbau does not intend to update these forward-looking statements in the presentation material. Finally, please take notice that this call will be recorded and that a replay of the call will be made available on our website. With this, I will hand it over to Bertram. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Gueskin. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to start now with page three of the presentation, and with giving you an overview of the key developments in 2017 of Schaltbau Group. As you all know, the financial situation of Schaltbau during 2017 was somehow challenging. I would like to start with the left-hand side pillar, and with the statement that we are really happy that we could achieve a stabilization of the financial situation. We used the second half of 2017 to prepare different measures to achieve that target. At the end, this led at the beginning of 2018 to the achievement that we could successfully sell the Pinch-Rubenzer Group, effective from the 1st March of 2018, which led to an income of 30 million at the beginning of the year in March. We could successfully execute two capital increase measures, one in May 2017 already, and the second one in February 2018. The smaller one last year led to an income of 15.5 million roughly, and the second one at the beginning of this year created financial income of 46.3 million. At the end, to summarize that, we are really happy and satisfied that we could achieve the main target at the beginning of 2018, which means the stabilization of our financial situation and to create financial headroom for the further restructuring and development of the Schaltbau Group. The other topics, let's come to our major cost reduction programs. These programs are initiated now. They are not finally executed, and they consist of a lot of optimization measures regarding the production and logistics processes in the single plants, mainly in the plants of the Mobile Transportation Technology segment. We are making progress there, and that will lead to improved operational results, at least in the majority of the operational businesses in 2018 compared to 2017. We are strictly focusing on headcounting in the single businesses, aiming on a reduction of the personnel cost. And we have launched a group-wide purchasing project aiming on improved purchasing conditions in the single businesses and looking for synergies in the purchasing activities across all segments and across all businesses. Regarding our future competitiveness, we have, I would say, defined principles which will help us in strengthening our future competitiveness in all three segments. We have a clear focus on future operational investments which should lead to increased competitiveness in the businesses of the mobile transportation technology and in the components business. We have drafted an investment plan or an investment program, I would say, supporting our future steps in the age of the digitization. And we are now in a phase of discussing all these ideas we have developed with our main customers. For example, we had a workshop with the CTO of Deutsche Bahn just a few weeks ago, and we will have comparable meetings with representatives of our main customers also in the mobile transportation technology segment. The challenge our ideas to get feedback from the customers if we are on the right track with that. After that phase, having discussed all the feedback with our customers, we will make a final draft of our future strategy regarding digitization and strategy, product strategy of the group, and we will further develop that that road during 2018. We are working on extended business models covering the entire life cycle of our products, mainly in the mobile transportation technology segment. And we are working on strengthening our presence in international markets to serve the growing demand of local content, mainly in the markets USA and China so far. Regarding the stabilization of the operated business, we could achieve a positive EBIT in Q4 last year, in 17. We have a strong order book in all of our segments, and so we are also happy with the progress we have done in stabilizing the operated business at all. We know that there is light and shadow within the group and looking at single businesses, but in the majority we are so far happy with the progress we could achieve in the second half of 2017. So let's go to the next slide, slide number 4. Starting with an overview of the main financials regarding sales and earnings figures on group level. Regarding sales, we ended up the year 2017 with 516.5 million in sales, which means a growth of 1.5% versus 2016. And we achieved an EBIT of 2.4 million before two major one-off effects, or one major one-off effect, which was the revaluation of Schaltbau Zepsa Group. We announced that also during the second half of 2017. And a smaller effect resulting from a goodwill impairment on Schaltbau Finch Burwenzer after the sale beginning of 18, but which also had to be reflected in the result of 2017. That means in terms of sales and EBIT, we could achieve our guideline for 2017, which was adjusted, I think it was in August last year, which was adjusted in August last year. The final EBIT, considering the two one-off effects, was then minus 23 million, but coming again on the positive side, we could achieve a very strong order intake in 2017, ending up with 594 million, which is a strong sign, I would say, for the acknowledgement of our customers, of Schaltbau in the market. We are supported by our customers, and our products and services are still highly appreciated by our customers in all segments. And this order intake of 594 million is a very strong base for improving our performance in 2018 regarding sales and results at the end. So now Mr. Dippold will take over to present the 2017 financials in detail to you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Thomas Dippold, and I'm happy, it's a pleasure and honor to guide you through the financials. Starting with slide number 5, I'd like to give you an overview of the order intake. Mr. Stolzberg just already mentioned this is an all-time high order intake we have seen in the year 2017. So where does it come from? The order intake grew by 7.8%. It was mainly driven by the mobile transportation technology segment. There are numerous effects that contribute to that. On the one hand side, a more technical issue. The Schaltbau SEPSA group, which was consolidated the first time, starting from Q4 2016, was of course the full year 2017 in our figures. That means the effect of roughly 25 million is the difference between the 2016 figure and the 2017 figure, which influences the red column with the mobile transportation technology with that effect. And we also have a relocation of the refurbishment business, which has been formerly in the stationary transportation technology segment, and it moved to the mobile one. So this effect is 13. So all in all, we have some one-off effects, let me call it like that, in the mobile transportation technology from 16 to 17 of roughly 38 million. And the rest is organic growth in order intake, which is mainly related to the strong order intake in Schaltbau Bode Group. So our rail doors really gain a lot of attraction from our customers, and the order intake there is quite overwhelming. We also see a positive contribution in order intake in the component segment, which really recover on the level they fell down in 2016. So we see a double-digit order intake growth compared to last year. But on the other hand, we saw a sharp decrease in order intake in our stationary transportation technology segment, which is on the one hand side due to lower order placements from Deutsche Bahn regarding our level crossing business. And internationally, we are very conservative in taking on new projects, so we also suffered a little bit there. And of course, our Buventer business suffered there as well. Coming to slide number 6 and to sales. The sales increase is more or less in line with our expectations that we saw, and as Mr. Strausbeck already pointed out, we have achieved the adjusted guideline sales-wise and also EBIT-wise before one-off effects. Our sales grew by 1.5% over the whole year, a little bit more than 6% in the second half. As Mr. Stolzak already pointed out, we had a very strong Q3 and Q4, especially Q4 was very strong, and that we catched up to reach this 517 million sales. But of course, this one-off effects and the first-time consolidations of SEPSA also affects the sales numbers. We have 19 million coming from the delta 2016, 3 months in 2016, compared to the full year figures in 2017 that are purely related to the SEPSA consolidation. And this offsets some organic decreases that we saw mainly in the stationary transportation technology segment, and where mainly Pinch Buventer suffered some shortfalls, but also Pinch Barmag, with the level crossings, they're far below the expectations and the year before. Coming to slide number 7, to the EBIT. The good news is the EBITDA before one-off effects in 2016 is higher than last year. So 2017, we achieved an EBITDA of 20.1 million compared to 2016 with 16.4. Our reported EBIT is at minus 23 million, and the margin, therefore, is minus 4.4, and is highly influenced by the one-off effects of the revaluation of Schaltbau SEPSA starting from Q3 and Q4 with a total impact of 24.2 million. And, of course, the slight goodwill impairment of Pinch Buventer with 1.1 million contributes to that as well. All in all, with the adjusted EBIT in 2017 of 2.4 that we showed, we achieved our adjusted guidance, as we told you in the beginning of the second half of the year when we had to adjust that. In 2016, just as a kind of a reminder, our the negative impact in EBIT was mainly due to the provisions for contingent liabilities, mainly for the PSD project, are in there, but also the write-offs of the capitalized intangible assets where we, capitalized some R&D efforts, and we found out in the impairments that they're no longer reflecting the future cash flows in there. Coming to the net result on slide number 8, we saw a strong decline in the group net profit, which is, of course, mainly driven by the decreased EBIT of some higher interest expenses. On the one hand side, due to the higher margin because of our financing risk with the banks, but also higher utilizations of the credit lines that we had to take with the bridge financing and other credit lines that we are having. And, of course, some one-time effects relating to the refinancing activities. So we had to also pay some waivers and some extra costs that goes in line with that. Coming to the development of the various segments in our group, page number 9, starting with mobile transportation technology. The order intake in this segment is very strong. It went up by 70 million compared to last year. Again, here the contribution of SEPSA is 25 million as a delta position, and the switch of the refurbishment is 13 million that come in there. But of course, as I already announced, we see a strong order intake and a positive development throughout all businesses, mainly the Bode Group with the rail door systems, but also Schaltbau Ravac and Alte in Spain contribute to the order intake. The sales grew by 43%. Compared to last year, again, 19 million, so almost half, come from the first-time consolidation or full-year effect from the consolidation of Schaltbau SEPSA and the reclassification of the refurbishment business with additional 12 million. The rest is organic growth that we see here. The EBIT margin is highly deteriorated. We ended up 2017 with minus 10% as EBIT margin compared to a slight positive margin last year. Again, this is highly affected by the write-offs and the depreciation of the Schaltbau SEPSA entity and some negative operating contribution of this business in the year 2017 with a total of minus 8.7 billion, which hit our P&L very hard. Page number 10, going to stationary transportation technology. The order intake was significantly lower than last year. This is mainly in the level crossing business, but also in the railway signal technology, we also suffered some shortfalls. The demand for axle counting and shunting technology was not as we expected. The sales decreased by almost 30 million compared to last year. This is mainly driven by the overall pinch group with the rail infrastructure products, but also the brake systems of the Bubenzers did not perform as we expected, especially in the first half of the year. And again, the shift of the refurbishment business also affects the sales here, and on the other hand, goes in line with the mobile transportation technology. The EBIT margin, we finished the year with minus 4.6% EBIT margin, which is a recovery from last year, whereas last year, of course, was highly affected by the restructuring efforts we had to take there with the impairment of the capitalized intangible assets, but also for the provisions we had to take for the PSD business last year. In the minus 5.5 million EBIT we see in 2017, there are operative losses, but there are also some restructuring provisions of 2.2, and of course the Bubenza effect with a 1.1 from the write-off of the goodwill is also in there. So we are coming close to a break-even there hopefully in 2018. Slide number 11, components business. So this is really the sweet spot of the Schaltbau Group in 2017. We see a very positive order intake development compared to last year. We see a double-digit growth apparently the sales to come in 2018 and the years to come. This orders we are getting there normally materialize very quickly. It's not that these orders need to be fulfilled over several years, so this is very short-term sales that we can take out of that, and this is mainly related to our snap action switches that we have in our portfolio. We see a strong demand on the one hand side for new vehicles business, but also the after-sales business is very strong there, and we really see record highs demands in this products. SPIE, which is our latest acquisition in the components business, who has been hit hard in 2016 with a loss of a very important order is having some positive development and really recovering on the level they fell end of 2016. And our business in China is also stable since the impact we all saw late in 2016. With all these impacts, mainly with SPI and China, the sales nevertheless decreased compared to the year before and couldn't be offset by the strong business of the German entity, the so-called Schaltbau GmbH, who really performed greatly, but again couldn't offset the lower levels we see in Spain, in Italy and China. EBIT-wise, the moderate sales normally goes in line with a deteriorated margin. This is not true for our components business. This could be overcompensated by some product mix effects, but also with all the efforts we took in order to improve the cost structure. When you look at the margin that we see there, it's 16.4%. We could gain almost 4 percentage points into the EBIT. This is really a fantastic achievement of the management of this entity. Coming to the balance sheet, page number 12, what happened on the asset side of the balance sheet, we see a mixture of various effects. We see some depreciations for the businesses in SEPSA. We see some reclassifications when the entities of SEPSA and also Buvenza were dealt as asset held for sale, and we see an effect on the deferred taxes. With our history of losses, this also affects the tax result in the P&L. So all in all, our non-current assets went down by 40 million. And our current assets are therefore, on the other hand, significantly higher because under this position the assets held for sale are shown. And in the current assets we also see the cash inflow of the capital increase we did mid of last year because we report this on an escrow account under other receivables and assets. All in all, our current balance sheet at year-end 2017 show 59 million assets held for sale. Coming to the liability side, page number 13, we see the same effects also on the liability side. First, our equity decreases, of course, with the losses that we made in this year, and this couldn't only be partly offset by the capital increase with the 15.5 million trying to compensate it. Our equity ratio fell to 15.6 at year-end. The current liabilities and the non-current liabilities see a big swing with the classification of our liabilities. You probably remember end of 2016, due to the uncertain status of our refinancing, all liabilities had to be shown as short-term, and this year with our refinancing and all the cash measurements that we took with the sale of the business and also the second capital increase already in preparation, our liabilities, our financial liabilities, were shown in the time ranges that were normally agreed, so roughly 80 million that have been treated as short-term went back to long-term and non-current liabilities. Our net financial debt at year-end increased to 158 million compared to last year 148 million. So the difference in there is mainly the bridge financing that took place. And the leverage is still, it improved moderately from 9.1 to 7.9, but still on a level where we cannot be happy and satisfied with. We see the need for further reduction on this ratio to a leverage figure around 3. This is what we're aiming for, and also the capital increase we could successfully finalize in February contributed largely to reach a better leverage on that. Our cash flow in 2017, we see a positive operating cash flow. However, it's significantly lower than last year. We did enormous efforts to influence our working capital, and we saw some big achievements on the receivable side where we could lower the payment terms and also with the payables where we pay a lot later. This is we took enormous efforts in that. However, the inventory spoiled all these achievements there because the inventory really shoot quite significantly up and overcompensated these efforts. The cash outflow for investments, there you see mainly the proceeds of the capital increase. As we said, this is an position on the asset side which we put on an escrow account, and therefore we also need to show it here on the cash flow as an investment. The rest is from this 34 million, 15.6 is the capital increase, and the remaining 18 are some investments in assets but also intangible assets. And the financing cash flow summarizes from the cash inflow from the capital increase to 15.5 million and some other new loans we could get in some countries, in with some entities in countries not in Germany. So we have some 4.1 million on a group level with local financing, and on the other side we see some repayment of loans and also some interest payment, which offsets these two inflows to a financing cash flow in total of 5.7 million. And now I'm happy to hand over to Mr. Stausberg again, who is guiding you through the next steps of our restructuring path.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Diepold. After having had that detailed look at the financials, I would like to bring back your attention to the overall situation of Schaltbau and to our restructuring roadmap. I think most of you know that slide here because we are using that now for nearly a year. And where do we stand now actually? If we look at the targets we have set ourselves for the year 2017, which were create a financial headroom and stabilize operational performance, we could say that we have achieved both targets, as I mentioned at the beginning of that conference call. 2018, from my perspective, will be a year of the transition of Schaltbau Group. We can concentrate on operational growth, I would say in the majority of our operational businesses, and of course in the businesses where we have achieved a satisfactory level in terms of operational restructuring. But we also know that there is a lot of work to be done in terms of operational restructuring. Let me just mention our two Spanish activities, CEPSA and ALTE. We are so far not happy with the operational performance in both businesses, and there are some other spots where we have to take care of additional operational restructuring. So that means that the targets for this year are still that we want to improve our debt level to come to an overall satisfactory debt level and to stabilize the operational business overall at all on the group level. We have already initiated some selective investments. We have decided to invest in a new product family in our component segment, and we are still investing in some product development also in the mobile transportation technology segment. All these new products will be presented on the InnoTrans Fair in the third quarter of this year. So then the outlook for 19 and 20 from today's perspective is, and our target is, that we have stabilized all the businesses in the year 2019, and that we then can maximize our focus again on future growth of the Schaltbau Group at all. Coming to the next slide, I think this outlook for the Schaltbau Group is also supported by a very favorable outlook of the global rail market. If you have a look at these figures here, which only represent the size of the world rail market and some growth rate, you can see that all these markets, be it the rolling stock market, the infrastructure and rail control market, or the services market worldwide, all these markets grow with rates between 1.9 and 2.8%. And of course, we have done a lot of more analysis regarding our relevant markets and market segments. The result of that analysis is we can look at every product category and at all local markets we are present, and all these markets are growing with very similar growth rates. So be it from 1.5 up to 3.5% in some regions and in some product categories. And the reason for that favorable market outlooks are mentioned on the right-hand side of that slide, because if you look at the megatrends in the, transportation world, we are talking about digitization, automation, urbanization, and so on, and all these megatrends support and cause additional investments in rail traffic and in rail infrastructure. So that means that the market environment for Schaltbau will be very favorable for the next years at least. And if we are successful in executing our restructuring roadmap as I described on slide 15, we are very confident that we will bring Schaltbau back on track. On the success track. The strategy we have defined for Schaltbau, you can see on slide 17, the goals of our strategic agenda. As I said before, we have done a lot of analysis work regarding our market segments, our relevant market segments, in terms of product categories and in terms of regions. And we are striving for leading market positions in all the segments we are active in. And here's a lot of potential for us to gain additional market share from our competitors. I think we are very well positioned with our products, and we all can see that from our order intake, which is a strong proof that our customers also appreciate our product very much in the market. Of course, our strategy focuses on profitable and sustainable business activities. We are still checking the one or the other activity in our portfolio and the one or the other business, and we are strongly decided to keep only those businesses who can promise for the Schaltbau Group a profitable future. We will keep on implementing consequently the restructuring concept to increase the profitability in all of our businesses, and we are looking to create new business opportunities via an intensified collaboration between our segments and between our single businesses. That has already started between the two segments, components and mobile transportation technology. I think we have already mentioned that initiative in one of the last calls. That project is called Train Automation, where we are looking to integrate single solutions we are offering today on a component level, so more integrated systems, also to serve the increasing demand from the customer side in terms of digitization and automation for the train solutions. And last but not least, of course, we will further concentrate on keeping the customer in the focus of our strategy and to strengthen all the relationships with our important customers. We have defined a strategic framework for the Schaltbau Group, how to reach these targets of our strategy, and we are right now busy in filling this framework with concrete measures for each business, which shall support these targets and guarantee that we are able to reach them. So last but not least, coming to slide 18, the targets for 2018 and our guidance we want to present to you. The very strong order intake from last year and the very well-filled order backlog is a strong basis for our business in 2018. And based on that, we are aiming for an order intake of 500 to 520 million on the group level. That is a target set lower than the order intake last year, the 594 million. The reason for that is that we are looking for really sustainable and profitable orders, and that is more important than trying to reach a maximum of order intake. That should enable us to concentrate on the real profitable orders for 2019 and the following years, which is very important for the sustainable development of Schaltbau Group level. That also reflects that we have sold the Pinch-Buwenzer with an order intake you can roughly estimate, I would say, in the amount of 60 million. So these are the two reasons for that. In terms of sales, also considering the sale of Pinch-Buwenzer, we are aiming on a sales figure of 480 to 500 million, which then reflects a target of organic growth considering the sale of Pinch-Buwenzer. This figure still includes Schaltbau Cepsa, which is so far not sold. Looking on the three segments, the 480 to 500 million in revenues can only be achieved, or should be achieved, with a significant improvement of the sales figures within the mobile transportation technology segment, where we have the biggest chance for organic growth in 2018, and with an increase of the sales figures in the component segment, which has already started very strongly in the year 2018. Due to the sale of the Pinch-Buwenzer, The revenues in the stationary transportation technology segment, of course, will strongly decline, but mainly affected, as I mentioned, by the sale of Buventus. At the end, we are aiming on an EBIT margin of around 3% coming from operational results. And, of course, this EBIT margin we are aiming for is not considering possible extraordinary effects coming from restructuring measures or of coming from potential disposals of subsidiaries during the year. So that is our guidance for 2018, and now we are happy to answer your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. We've received the first question. It comes from Alexander Hauenstein of DZ Bank. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Alex Hauenstein, DZ Bank. I've got a few questions. First of all, mobile transportation technology. I'm wondering whether you could give us some more color here with regard to the optimization of production processes, especially in the German activities. And how far are you progressed here and what is still to be done here? Secondly, stationary transportation. I was wondering whether you could shed some light on the current market conditions, especially on the first couple of months in the year. I'm wondering whether DB Netz is somewhat picking up orders activity here for the level crossing, especially in, with regard to signaling. And thirdly, on the SEPSA disposal, do I understand it correct that you're kind of waiting here maybe for a final order to come maybe out of the U.S. in order to get it sold in a better way? Or is there a scenario where you could decide to close it down actually, and what costs might be associated to that if that would be a scenario? So just in a scenario thinking way. And lastly, with regard to your midterm targets, you stated that the target is to return to old margin levels again. Could you please share your view here, which year you feel would be the midterm? And if we take the long-term margin average, say from 2005 on, should we include or exclude the heavily loss-burdened years 2016 and 17? So at the end, at which level might we end up potentially? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Hauenstein. If I'm right, I have I will answer now four questions from your side. Starting with the mobile transportation technology segment, you asked for the optimization on the progress of the optimization of the production processes. So the main company in that segment, and I think you asked for Germany, is of course the Bobe, company in Kassel. We have now finalized and the new setup of the operational management team in the Bode facility. We have stabilized the monthly revenues we are able to achieve on a much higher level than we were able to do that last year. We still have to do some work in a consequent implementation of lean principles in the production. But so far, as I mentioned, we see the first results, and we have stabilized the monthly revenues on a much higher basis, at least 10 to 15% higher than in the average of the month of last year. That is, of course, necessary because we have a very solid growth in order intake and in the revenues in 2018. So these achievements were necessary to enable us to realize these revenue growth. But at the end, there's still a long way to go because we have to finalize an investment in the logistics. We have initiated and started the investment, the installation of the investment of an automated storage for smaller parts. That will be finalized in the middle of the year, and I'm pretty confident that we can achieve a much higher productivity in the second half of the year compared to the second half of 2017. But there was still some work to be done in 2018 to achieve a, well, not best in class, but a very sufficient productivity next year at Bode. We are on a comparable level at Rabak in Poland. The investments in Poland at Rabak will be decided during 2018. There will be investments in terms of reorganization of the complete material flow concept, and we will introduce SAP in Rabak during 2018. So that will last a little bit longer until 2019. But I'm really happy with the progress we could achieve already since autumn last year. Coming to the question, stationary transportation technology, current market environment. Unfortunately, we don't see an increased investment activity from Deutsche Bahn Netz AG. So we are still on a low level of order intake in 2018, and we only can expect a revenue slightly compared with the low level of 2017 at Pinch Barmag. We are expecting a slight growth in the investment in Pinch Tiefenbach. And that market expectation for our product categories led to the decision that we will merge both companies. We have elaborated and finally agreed a restructuring concept for Pinch Barmag and Pinch Tiefenbach that will be executed in 2018 and 2019, resulting in a move of the Pinch Tiefenbach activity end of 2019 into the Barmag facility in Dienflaken. So we think that based on that, restructuring concept on the, and on the merge of these both facilities, we can lower our cost base, which will be sufficient for being profitable on that lower market expectation. Coming to SEPSA, we are not only waiting for a sale of SEPSA, it is more that we are still working on different options and scenarios, as you mentioned. That means we are working on the option restructuring the company SEPSA under our control. We are still working on the sales scenario. And of course, we are still looking and striving for orders being available for SEPSA in the market. But so far, we cannot announce any decision today, and I would not like to comment any likelihood on one of these three scenarios, but we are working on all three. So regarding the midterm target in terms of profitability, if we say that we want to reach a level Schaltbau was used to deliver, as you said, from the year 2005 onwards, we are excluding, of course, the years 16 and 17 from calculating that average. And the midterm target to reach that level of profitability is 2020.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Per Ola Heldring of LBBW. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, hello. I have a fairly technical question on the number of shares in your company now. You say in your press release that the new shares that were issued in February are to be retroactively used until the 1st of January 2017. Therefore, my question is, when I compute your loss per share, is it then correct roundabout to say that the number of shares will be in the order of 8.8 million and that consequently the loss per share would amount to about 5 euro 85. Thank you. Hello?
Yeah, give us a second, please. We're just looking for the answer, for the explanation.
Okay.
Per Ola, this is Wolfgang speaking.
Yes, hi.
Hi. The information on the new shares, this only relates to the past period. So there's no requirement for anything beyond that.
Right, but if the new shares are to be active retroactively until the 1st of January 2017, then when I compute the loss per share, I would have to reflect that, wouldn't I?
So you are aware that we had two capital increases.
Yes.
One last year, and the capital increase this year has nothing to do with the year 2017.
Okay, then I don't understand the comment in the press release. It said, in German, it said, zahlungswirksam ab dem 1.1.2017. Oder gewinnteilsberechtigt ab dem 1.1.2017.
You're referring to the press release when we did the capital increase, right?
Not yes.
Okay.
We don't have it present, but the first capital increase has this profit participation beginning 1st of January 2017 and the second 1st of January 2018.
Yes. But I assume that the increase last year is already reflected in the numbers in the annual reports.
Right, yeah.
So therefore, the only thing that's new is the capital increase in February. And what I compute is in the annual report, you say 6.6 million shares as of December 31st. And then in February, there's an additional 2.2 million.
Yes, but only for 2018.
Okay, then I don't understand the comment that die Aktien rückwirkend ab dem 1.1.2017 gewinnanteilsberechtigt
sind. Yes, I feel that's wrong.
Okay, so for 2017 I should use the 6.6?
Okay, no, that's because the profit participation for 2017 is when we have the general meeting in 2018. And this is right, then of course the new shares already existing in June will participate of the profit of 2017. But the number of shares we had last year at the end of 2017 was these 6.6. And of course you can calculate it both ways. You can say, okay, if they participate on the profit, then you have to take them in account also for the profit in 2017, and then your figure is right. And if you only look at the number of shares existing at the end of 2017, then the other figure is right. That's
okay.
Speculation. You are right.
That I understand, yeah. Okay. Very well.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Winfried Becker of Equinet Bank. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hello, gentlemen. Winfried Becker from Equinet. Two questions, please, if I may. The first is going back to some of your loss-making projects, in particular in Brazil with the platform Screen Doors. Could you comment a little bit if they're all problems are more or less solved, or is it still a possibility that in the current year 18 some financial burden out of this project might occur? And my second question is about your maturity profile. I have not seen all the details in the annual report, but recognized end of 19, you have to pay back some 100 million, a little bit more of that. Could you comment a little bit how you would collect these 100 million end of 19, and in addition to that, coming back to your security prospect, there are also mentioned the two loans of some 20 and I guess 45 million becoming due in 22 and 25. Could you comment on that, if there in this respect something in the maturity profile has changed so far? Thank you very much.
Okay, this is Martin Kleinschmidt speaking. I will answer the first question regarding the PhD project in Sao Paulo. I think you are aware that we have some provisions in our balance sheet already done in 2016, and
our view today is still that these provisions are sufficient, so we don't expect further losses. But of course, there is a financial impact if we use these provisions, because the negative cash flow from the costs will still come to the cash flow statement, but not to the PM.
Mm-hmm. Okay, understand that. Yeah, thank you.
And regarding your second question, Mr. Becker, Thomas Tippold speaking, regarding our maturity profile of our financing, you are summarizing the financing instruments we're having correctly. The SIN loan is end of 2019, and you are also right that our promissory loan or debenture, whatever you may call it, the two elements of the Schuldschein Darlehen, that they have an option to be terminated by end of 2019, and the normal expiry would be 2022 or 2025, and we have to see what parts of the Schuldschein Darlehensgeber or owners of the promissory loans by 2019 will take option of the right that they're having. Regardless of that, we are preparing internally ourselves for refinancing later in the second half of 2018 or beginning of 2019 in order to be prepared and to anticipate a solid refinancing for this group with due course.
Mm-hmm. But would you expect that, let's say, the improvements or the operating results you can generate, would you expect that this will be enough for all this repayment of financial liability, or would you say some additional measures like further sale of assets, which we maybe could expect from ZEPSA, might be necessary?
We think that we should be able in 2019 to make a refinancing of the whole amount. As we already mentioned, mm-hmm. our goal is to reach a leverage of around 3, and even if it is in 2019 a little bit above 3, then we think that we should be able to refinance that amount without selling another assets.
Mm. Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would hand back to you, gentlemen.
One last call. I think Alexander Hauenstein, maybe?
We've received another question now. It's a follow-up question of Alexander Hauenstein of DZ Bank. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, thank you. Following up with the question with regard to refinancing, can you actually rule out any equity measures on this front so far for the second half and into the next year, or won't you exclude anything? Thank you.
I think this is Martin Kleinschmidt again. I think you are aware that we don't have any opportunity for a normal capital increase in our our articles. We don't plan, because we did two steps, one in last year, one in this year, and we don't plan another step in this direction.
Okay, thanks. Yes, I can remember that. But going beyond, let's say, early 2019, you might actually go for another approval of something into this direction. But, maybe I understand you right, that you're not looking for this kind of option here. You want to refinance it at the latest early 2019, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions now.
Okay. So thank you very much, everyone, for participating in the call. We wish everyone a good day and hope to see you anytime soon in one of our roadshow or conference meetings we will schedule in the next couple of months. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.